Precious emor the perikof gemo pasuk aleph by the Rashi Moshe. Moshe spoke to Moshe saying, pasuk based. Arel ben Yisrael speak to the Jewish people. Vlamarta alehem say to them, Maadei Hashem asher tekru asami kari kodesh elohim aladai. Speak to the Jewish people saying that Hashem's appointed festivals, which you shall designate as callings of holiness, these are my appointed festivals. Rashi says, Arel ben Yisrael the gomer Maadei Hashem. I say Maados make appointed festivals she Yisrael behem that it should be. Yisrael should be present in them. That means Hashem wants you to have the calculations of the month of the year, Al-Golios, over the people in the exile, Shenekrim would come who were uprooted from their place. Alos Regos, they could come to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, but then Hagia Yerushalayim, and they couldn't arrive because it was too early. So the Hashem says you should push off the month, push off the month for another month so that the rainy season will end so they could come. Pasukim Hashem, Mim Tiasem Elacha. 6 days a period you shall work. And on the seventh day, Shabbos Mikra Kodesh, it's the seventh day of complete rest, a calling of holiness. Don't do any work. Shabbos hi Lashem, it's the Shabbos for Hashem in all your settled places. Rashi says, so what does it mean? Not any Shabbos itzamodos. Why is Shabbos in this context of the modos? Lamid shkomachalasamodos malavkas of kilchilas Shabbosos. When one violates the Moedos, that's the context of this parasha, is as if he violated the Shabbos. When one upholds the festivals, it's as if he upheld Shabbos. Pasuk Dalad. Eilam Odei Hashem, the Kari Kodesh, usually the appointed festivals, the callings of holiness, Asher Tekru Asam B'Mo Adam, which you should designate in an appointed time, appropriate time. Rashi says, Eilam Odei Hashem, L'mal Medaber, Yibarshan, V'kam Medaber B'Kiddush HaChodesh. So early in the first pasuk, we were talking about adding a month in the year. But now we're saying the appointed time means even sanctifying the new moon. Pasuk hey, b'chodesh rishon arba asa l'chodesh bin arba'in pesach l'ashem. On the 14th of the first month, in the afternoon, it's called pesach l'ashem. Rashi says bin arba'in mishesh osmalat from 6 hours and on. Pesach l'ashem hakarbas karbon shema pasach. At the time of the bringing of the karbon, named the korban pesach. So the 15th of this day, Chag Matzos Hashem. It's the festival of Matzos for Hashem. Shivach Shemim Matzos Tochilu. Eat Matzos for 7 days. Pasuk Zayin. Vayom Barishem Megakodesh Yilachem Kol Malachas Avodah L'Tasu. On the first day, it should be a calling of holiness for you. Do not do any work. Pasuk Ches. V'Kraftem Yishel Hashem Shivach Shemim. You shall bring a fine offering to Hashem for 70 period. Vayom Barishem Megakodesh. On the seventh day, it's a calling of holiness. Kol Malachas Avodah L'Tasu. Don't do any work of labor. Rashi says V'Kraftem Yishel Gomer. These are the carbon musaf offerings that are mentioned later on in Parashas Pinchas. That's why we're making a reference to it here. The musaf offerings of each day do not obstruct the other one. Meaning none of the carbonos within each day are imaki of each other. If you can't have one, you still can bring the other ones. Shivas. And that's what, again, the reason is since our pasuk does not specify which offerings are to be brought, it tells us that the Torah is saying try to bring as much as you can if possible. Shivas yamim, kol makom shenemer shivas, shem dover. The word shivas means a noun, like a 7 day period. Shivas yamim, a septet of days, which in all French means sinter belaz. Chayim kol lashon, shmonas sheshes, chameshes, sholshes, an octet, a sextet, a quintet, a triad. That's the context of these pesukim. Even things that are considered labor are necessary for you. You actually lose money from doing them. Like a davar ha'avad. Rashi says this is how I understood the Torah's Kohanim. The Ketanik says, which has this melachas avoda be forbidden. The Torah says that that's permitted, but on yantiv the melachas avoda would be not allowed. Pasuk test by the Rashi Moshe Leim Rashi spoke Moshe saying Pasuk good. Tabrel ben Yisrael v'marta leim speak to the Jews and say to them, Kisavol alat when you come to the land Asherin Nosim Lachem and that will give to you. Kusatem is Ktsira and you will harvest the harvest. Veisem es Omer Rishus Ktsirchem al Kohen and you'll bring the Omer of the first of your harvest to the Kohen. Rashi says Rishus Ktsirchem should take Rishon on the Ktsir should be the first one of the harvest. Omer Asir Seifa tenth of an Eifa Koch. He Shema, that's the name. Kemo Vayimodu Omer, you measured with an Omer. It's an objective name. Pasuk Gidalf, Yenif Esa Omer, Lepnei Hashem, you should wave the Omer before Hashem. There's some time to be an appeasement for you. And mark also Shabbos, the day after the day of rest. Then, in the Finna Kohen, the Kohen Shavuot, that Rashi says, V'nif, kol tenufa, anytime it says the word tenufa, molucham evi, means back and forth, the malamorid, up and down. Molucham evi, la'atzer ruchos, rose, back and forth to stop the bad winds. Ma'alamorid, la'atzer tublaim raim, the up and down to restrain harmful news. Im takrivu, kimishwan hazeh, yu l'ratzon lachem. If you bring the offerings in accordance with this law, it will be an appeasement for you. V'machros ha'shabbos, v'machros yom tov rishon shel Pesach. It's saying the next day after Yom Tov Rishon LaPesach, Shema to Omer, Shabbos, gracious, if you're talking about the actual, like, Shabbos day, Yatar day Ezehu, you don't know when Shabbos of the year that we're referring to. Do you not know what Shabbos of the year we're referring to? It must be, it's referring to Pesach. Pasuk Gibbe Zasisem B'yom HaNifchem Esa Omer Keves Tamim Ben Ishin Asala Lo Vashem. On the day that you're waving the Omer, you should bring a korban of an unblemished lamb of its first year as a korban ola to Hashem. Rashi says, "Hasisam kvas keves chovel laomer huba." It comes as an obligation for the omer. Pasuk gimel minchaso and its mincha shnei shem solas belula b'shemen ishel Hashem reich nichach. It should have 2 10 ephahs of fine flour mixed with oil, a fine offering to Hashem, a satisfying aroma. V'nichsko yain revisahin, and it's poured offering wine a quarter of a hin. She says in Chasov and Chas Nesachov, the meal offering with its poured offering with the Nesachim, Shnei Asurim Kefula Hayisa was double the standard of a normal Karban Ola. Misko Yain Revisahin. Af Bishim Nechasov Kefula, even though its meal offering was double, in Nesachov Kefulim, its poor offering was not doubled. Post Gidal Belachim Kali VeKaramelo Sochlu, and you don't eat bread or parched meal, any parched meal and plum kernel on this very day. Out of Yechem is Karban Al Kehicham until bring the Karban. It's mentioned on the decree for your generations in all your settled places. Rashi says, "V'kali kemach osim mikarmel rach, meal made of soft plump kernels from the afternoon sabbatan that dry in the oven. Karmel hin kolis, which are the kernels, shikorin granules, which means the granules. B'chomash v'sechem nechaku b'chach meisav. The Chazal and Machlok as Yishalom and Bikan shachalish asur b'chutz art. Some say this tells us that chalish is asur outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Yishalom and some argue." And it's already telling you that when is the chiyuv of bringing the korban start? It starts when you take control of the land, you settle and you conquer it, and you divide it. Pasuk Tazvav, Vushkartem, Lachem, Yimar, Chas, Shabbos, and Shikam, following the day of the rest. Yom HaVichem is Omer Tenufa, from the day that you bring the korban Omer Tenufa. Shabbos, Shavasot, Tumos, Tiena, 7 weeks, then it should be complete. Rashi says, Yimar, Chas, Shabbos, Yimar, Chas, Yom Tov, after Yom Tov, that first day. Start counting in the evening of the 15th of Nisan. Because if it's not the case, that's not complete. Also, test design. Till the morrow of the 7th week, you should count 50 days. You should offer a new meal offering to Hashem. Rashi says, Hashabbos Hashvis Kitagumu Shavos Hashvis of the 7th week. Not the Shabbos day of Shabbos, not the day of Shabbos per se. Adin Rachos Shabbos Hashvius to Spiru, below Ad Bechlal. But the limit denotes until is not included in the counting. I mean, the day after itself is not included in the counting. Being the Arbim Tishyom, which really means 49 days. Chamishim Yom VeKarftem Echol Chadash Al Hashem. But on Chamishim, on 50th day, then Takirvu Al Yishah offer it. And I say, Zem Joshua, this is the Medrash. The simple reading is Adin Rachos Shabbos Hashvius until tomorrow, next day. Of the day after the 7th week, Shiyam Chamishim, which is the 50th day, Tisperu shall count, Mikras Rasehu, that you have to inverse the pasuk by saying you're counting until the 50th, to get to the 50th day. Mincha Chadasha, Ya Mincha Rishon, it's the first meal, Shehuva Minachadash, that's brought as from the new crop. Imtoma, Hari Kabar Minachas Omer, but you brought the Kabar Omer from before, that's already new. In a Kisharik Mincha, Shiba Minasar, no, the Omer is different because it's brought from barley, we're trying to bring from wheat. And that's what's being brought. Anew. Pasuk Gizayin. Yimoshu Asichem, from your settled places to view Lechem Tinufa, you should bring bread of elevation, Shtaim Shnei Asunim, 2 loaves made of 2 10 ephahs, Solos Tiena, it should be a fine flour, Chamit Tefena, you should make 11 bread, Bikurim Hashem, first fruits to Hashem. Rashi says, Yimoshu Asichem, Lo Michotzar, it's not from outside of Eretz Yisrael, Lechem Tinufa, Lechem Truma, the bread of raising, Hamurim Lashem Gwal, which is set for Hashem. Zuya Mincha Chadasha, Hamur Laman, this is the same thing as the Mincha Chadasha, as mentioned in the previous Pasuk. Bikurim, Rishonah l'chol ha-minachos, the first of all meal offerings, af l'minchas kinos, even prior to the minchas kinos, haba min ha-sa'orin, which is brought from the barley. Don't bring it from the Chadash, except for from new crop, except from except after the Shelachim are brought. On account of the bread, you shall offer Shivas Kvasim, Timim B'nei Shana, seven lambs which are unblemished for a year old, Uparbi on the car, and a cattle, young male cattle, Echad, one, Be'elim Shnaim, and two rams, you Allah, they should be in Allah, Hashem, Chasam, Niskan, Isharich, Nechoach, Hashem, and their minchas and their libations should be a fire offering, a pleasant aroma to Hashem. Rashi says, because of the bread, I mean, as an obligation of the bread, you have to bring this. Minchasam niskiem, kishpat mincha nisachim, according to the standard rule of mincha and nisachim. First, I'm a kol behema, which perhaps nisachim, as we'll mention in later on in Bamidbar. Shoshalai shenim apar, three esurim for a par, shnei esurim ail, two for an ail, the esurim lekevs, one for a sheep, two mincha. This is the mincha offering by nisachim, chatzi in lapar, shoshalai in lail, revis in lekevs, so half a hand for a par. Three, a third of a hin for a ram, half of a quarter of a hin for a sheep. And you should make offer a he goat as a sin offering, as two lambs of the first year for a peace offering. Rashi says, "Vasem sirizim yachol yimarich thought shivas kvasim asirim murim kan heim shivas kvasim asirim murim b'chumash pekudim." These are the same animals brought, as we'll be mentioning in later on in the most of offerings in Parshas Pinchas. But when you reach the numbers about the Parm and the Elim, they're not the same. Because over here, in our passage, we're saying one bull, two rams, and there, later on, it's going to say two bulls and one ram, the opposite. So, Emor Miyatas, you have to say, Elu Lasman, Vil Lasman, they're just separate karbanos. Elu Karva Begal Lacham, Elu Basafim. These, in our pasuk, our discussion, talking about the things that are brought with the carbon Omer, the carbon of the Shalacham. And in the Pesukim in Pinchas is talking about the carbon Musaf, which is separate. And the Kohen shall wave them upon the first root breads as a waving before Hashem. Al shnei hakvasim on top of the two lambs. Kodesh yila Hashem. The Kohen should be holy for the Kohen and for Hashem and for the Kohen. Rashi says, "V'nif haKohen asam tinufa ulamid shetudim tinufa mechayim." They have to be waved when they're alive. Yachol kum yimarfal for everything. Tamalomer al shnei hakvasim. Upon which the waving of the two sheep for the peace offering, but nothing else would be included. Kodesh Yu, the fish Shama Yachim, since the peace offering of an individual, Kodesh Kashi Kalam, is a Kashi Kalam, Huskak Lomar, Bishamit Sibarshim Kashi Kachim. So the Torah emphasizes Kodesh Yu, that this is an extra level of Kodesh because it's a Shamit Sibar, it's a public offering, peace offering for the public. You should call on that day, a day of calling out of holiness. You lechem kol malchas avadolus. As for you, don't do any work of labor on that day. Chukas olam chol mashu sechem and darsechem. The eternal decree of under several places for all generations. Rashi says, "A pasuk of beis uvekutzrechem kasir atzrechem, and you reap the harvest of your land. Lo sechal pasad chal bekutzrecha. Do not leave remove completely the corner of your field as a reap. Like a kisachalos alakei, do not gather gleanings of the harvest. Leave it for the poor and the proselyte. Rashi says, the Torah repeats this commandment. And to show how important it is to make him over too loud for violating this. Omer Avarimas, Rav Yossi. The Tan of Avarimas, the son of Rav Yossi, said the following. Maru hakasal vitanam, the emsa hargalam. Pesach vateres mikam rosh shana, the makipurim, the chag mikam. We are making a breakup. He talked about Pesach and Shavuos, and now later on we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Sukkot. Now we're talking about the mitzvah, Lekan and Peah. Lam chatatala, shakol nosim lekam shichol peah ani. One who gives these things to the ani karoi properly, ma'alav kasuk kilu banu beis hamikdash, shvikiv kavanos pesach. As if he built the beis hamikdash, he brought offerings inside of it. Tazov, hanachol fnechem, leave it before them. Behem yilukatu, and they shall gather it. Ve'elchol seyel lechemim, cannot assist any one of them in the gathering. Trustworthy to pay the reward.